Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill came under fire last week after the Pensacola News Journal published his exchange with the Women for Responsible Legislation. In the clip, Hill laughs at a constituent's comment about killing gay people.
In 1 Corinthians, it says that a man that has an affair with another man will be put to death.
It says that in the Old Testament, too.
True.
Can you introduce legislation? Introduce legislation? Yeah, I wonder how that would go over.
Oh, boy.
That exchange drew bipartisan blowback. House Speaker Jose Oliva called on Hill to apologize. Instead, Hill doubled down, taking to Twitter to attack those who denounced him. At Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried took a moment to recognize June as LGBTQ Pride Month, all the while taking a subtle dig at Hill.
Despite recent hurtful comments against LGBTQ Floridians, know this: that does not reflect Florida. We are proud to stand against injustice, discrimination, and hate, and stand with our LGBTQ community to continue pushing equality.
In the face of growing calls for censure or even resignation, Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters he trusts Oliva will handle the situation.
Well, I support Speaker Oliva's comments, and I trust the Speaker, you know, to take whatever action is necessary.
But State Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis took a more measured approach. He says Hill should apologize, but he pushed back against Hill's ill intent.
No, look, we were out of the country when all that came down, and I served with Mike Hill, and he represents his district, and evidently he feels like that is something that he can take forward. But unfortunately, you know what, Mike, look, sometimes we misspoke. Maybe you need to go just apologize so we can all heal and move forward. Anyway, I think he probably didn't put enough thought into his words.
Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith, who is openly gay, is among those leading the calls for Hill's resignation. On Twitter, Smith said, quote, "Too late for an apology anyway. Time to start talking censure. Time to start talking removal." For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.